Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, none other than Stephanie Joy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to jump over there in just a moment here. You can also check us out on our Facebook page, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Friends, you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour. That number is 1-866-233-0747, so give us a call now. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Again, give us a call now. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And we also want you to understand that we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. Friends, in other words, what we're doing is we're getting the job done, because that's what we need. We need doers of the word, not hearers only deceiving themselves across the land. And hopefully that's what we're breeding here from the radio show. So anyways, in saying that, friends, going over to the Sons of Liberty Radio, did you want to say hi real quick?
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to say hello. We're glad you're all with us here on this fine, you know, sunny, somewhat nice weather over here in Minnesota, but
it's,
you know,
it's supposed
across
to be 50 some degrees.
Yeah, and for us, that's actually very nice.
Well, that's not nice for the little boy that wants to go snowmobiling.
That's not nice for him, but for the little boy who's waiting for summer, it sure is.
Yes, it's been a bad winter. bad winter for snowmobilers in the state of Minnesota.
That's exactly right.
Yes, hey, friends, I want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want you to check out, support the Sons of Liberty, become a son or daughter of liberty. Today, go ahead and join today, friends. Check that out. Click it on, and you'll see all the membership options. You can also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio and sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can win a Joshua MK5. Go ahead and take a look at that beautiful weapon. Just scroll down a little bit on the right, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Take a look. Throw your name in the hat. Win a Joshua MK5 beautiful weapon. Click onto it, as a matter of fact, friends, and check it out. I actually had the opportunity to shoot that bad boy. Tim Brown, the senior editor for sonsoflibertymedia.com, he has one, and it's a beautiful weapon. It really is.
And I'd like to highlight, too, now that you're mentioning Tim, is if you are not signed up on our newsletter as well, please, we have two different newsletters that go out. One goes out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, which highlights all the articles that we have on a continual basis, and then you can kind of keep informed that way. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, there is another email newsletter that we do only once a week, folks. It's not like you're getting bombarded with 2-3 emails at a time. Only once a week on Saturdays, and that's the pictures from the events, where we're going, what we're doing, Bradley's article. A lot of fun things on there, a lot of pictures. Kind of gives you personally, opens up into our world and what we have going on. So if you have not signed up yet for that newsletter, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's all the pictures and all the everything else, and the Sons of Liberty Media Wondermedia.com has all of the highlights from the news and everything that's going on and all the articles and all that. But to say all that, to say this, we are highlighting senior editor Mr. Tim Brown and his family, all of his 10 children.
A big brood.
Wonderful kids, wonderful family. You can see them when you sign up for our newsletter. That actually went up today. So for those of you saying, you know, we always hear Brother Tim.
Yeah.
We always hear his voice.
You know what, folks? We're not playing the rock stars here. We're real people, and we want you to be a part of the real story, and we want you to be a part of bringing forth that answer to our future posterity. If you look in the book of Malachi, I just read it last night. Interestingly enough, the Bible says the Lord said that he would write a book of remembrance to those that feared him. Well, we want to leave history, but in the process, we want to see God's thumbprints and fingerprints all over everything that we're called to do. And if you would like to see that, you can go ahead and sign up, and that's exactly what Stephanie's sharing with
you. So sign up now. Don't delay. Go ahead, SonsLibertyRadio.com, SonsLibertyMedia.com. Sign up for both and stay informed.
Okay, I did not know we had two different.
Yeah, there are two different ones. One that goes out.
Okay, we don't need two different. We need one.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, let's get that straight, because I did not know that. And call me.
One of them, yeah.
Call me what you will. I believe it's going to the same. Let's not complicate this. Going to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com real quick, friends. Florida City government now sending KGB-style spies into churches, attempting, friends, listen to this. This is important information, and it's dangerous. Florida City government now sending KGB-style spies into churches, attempting to shut them down. Is this starting to sound familiar, friends? Wow. I mean, I wish I could take on a different attitude with this stuff, friends, but this is absolutely embarrassing and it's shameful. Well, who's doing this? These people need to be charged. They need to be brought to justice. Trying to shut down a church, KGB-style? Of course. America, we've seen this happen in this country over the last, well, since the 30s. We're going on 100 years in 15 years here, friends. I mean, we've been warned of these groups, and now they're beginning to act out what they've always meant to implement. And what is that? Communism. And these dummies, they don't realize that they're being used as useful idiots to upend for the enemy who will take them out first. Well, I need a job. Well, that's great. Why don't you get an honorable job, an upright job? Well, that will honor God and bless men. That sounds like a good idea to me. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Stop shooting the messenger. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Climate alarmists seek to silence dissenting scientists through legislation. This is exactly what the radical homosexuals are doing. This is exactly what the atheists are doing, friends. This is now what, right behind the radical homosexuals, the Muslims are attempting to do now. But listen to this. In Michigan, there's a town council that passes Sharia resolution against Islamophobia. Whoa. Where did they get that from? Where do you suppose they got that from? Friends, and you can better bet your bottom dollar it's the professed church that is attempting to shut the door on your freedom of speech. Because at length, that's exactly who's responsible for what's going on in your country. We have a bunch of hirelings opening the doors to the wolves. And I want to tell you something, friends, because I do love you, America, big time. I want you to understand that if you want to become sheep, rest assured, the wolves will devour you. Now, the problem is we're seeing this happening through the professed church. It's not confusing. It's clear as day. Because you have a bunch of hirelings opening the door to him who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Michigan Town Council passes Sharia resolution against Islamophobia. Where did they get that from? Well, they got that from the radical homosexuals. Remember homophobia? Yep. And how many times have I told you, my friends, that radical Islam is right behind the radical homosexuals? Don't tell me I didn't tell you, because I've been shouting it from the rooftops for a long time, friends. We're beginning to see a clear, transparent correlation. Be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at SonsOfLibertyTeam.com. and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Superhero, Christ, or man? Fuck, she's already doing pretty well on this article. That's coming from a 11-year-old producer from Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, will to power, ruled by expert vaccinations and conservatives. Check that article out. Islamic Center raided, foreign nationals tried to meet arms dealers. There you have it. Wow, there's nothing wrong with a bunch of mosques in the United States that all agree with the jihadists. Oh, no, not at all. Is one going up in your backyard, friends? You might want to do your homework. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, opponent to Iran talks, faces investigation for corruption charges. By the way, I just wanted to highlight the fact that he's being investigated for speaking out against the administration. That's the only reason he's being investigated, because, again, just to show you that those that represent we, the people, that are doing absolutely nothing in representation of the people, they're compromised men. Well, this individual's been busted for child prostitution, and his name is Senator Robert Menendez. I'm sorry, Menendez. Democrat from New Jersey. So, again, friends, just highlighting that, I did an interview this morning with Don Smith. I don't know where he's out of. I believe he's out of one of the southern states, but he had asked me the question about, you know, about the right, and he was bringing the paradigm between the right and the left, and I kind of explained to him we wouldn't have a left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. And it's interesting how the left knows how to lie better than the right knows how to tell the truth. And we were just kind of going back and forth, and I said, well, the reason that, you know, we have this paradigm in the first place is because the right needs to deal with, let me say it this way, those that call themselves the right. Because we see compromised men. We see men that are being extorted and controlled. And those men are the ones that are not doing their job. And it kind of probably took him back just a little bit. But the fact of the matter is, friends, is do your homework. There's only one reason they're not calling or for actually drafting up articles of impeachment concerning this president is because they're compromised somewhere. They can be ousted. They can be outed. They can be exposed for crimes. As a matter of fact, if you haven't done your homework on Boys Town back in the 90s, friends, we found that Boys Town, it was a Catholic school, which is still there, by the way, that were taking orphans and they were actually selling them into pedophile prostitution rings in Washington, D.C. And we also know that through an ICE investigation that was done through Brian Bender, Boston Globe, through that ICE investigation, they found out that 5,000 members of the Defense Department in the United States of America, I'll say it again, the Defense Department in America, 5,000 members were busted downloading child pornography. Are you starting to see how this works? You have compromised men. And so we are here because of what we tolerate. And there's no nice way to say that. And friends, really what it comes down to is this. There is no nice way to say to people that love their sin more than God that what they're doing is transgressing God's moral law. There's no nice way to say that. When a cop pulls someone over for speeding, is there a nice way that the cop can give a ticket to them that violated the law? There's no nice way of doing it. But because that cop loves the law and he loves the government that he represents, he enforces that law. I just wanted to expound that for a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, friends. Florida city government now sending KGB-style spies into churches attempting to shut them down. Also have on here, friends, has the electronic boom moved us away from God? Just check it out, friends. Lots of articles out there. Also have David Livingston, the African missionary, compelled by the love of Christ by a little 10-year-old boy. I think you'll like some of these stories out there, friends. But we always have articles, cutting-edge articles, showing you what the problems are. Yes, indeed. But giving you the knowledge as to how to right the wrongs. And as David rightly said, put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. But he said, firstly, take my feet out of the miry clay. Or the mud, should I say, out of the mire. And so that's what we aim to do on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I want to go over and I want to kind of highlight some of the stuff that's going on because we're seeing CARE, which is the Council on American Islamic Relations, attempting to bully people into submission in schools across the land. Interestingly enough, a couple of years ago, I did a column called The Muslim's Trojan Horse. And friends, I just want to say this, that if you thought the UN International Baccalaureate and the federal No Child Left Behind educational schemes were bad enough, you might want to take a look a little bit deeper. Here's the good news, though. The good news is you still have the time to right the wrongs. Okay, don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait until next week. What they're doing is they're attempting to go in and bully schools into submission. Now, it's interesting that I just watched this report. It was actually in Tennessee where CARE is trying to implement into their history books the Muslim religion. As a matter of fact, I just talked to an attorney friend of mine out of Lynchburg, Virginia, just yesterday. And he said, yep, the Muslims are trying to infiltrate public schools with their religion. And going back to this article that I just was talking about, and I'm going to highlight it for you in just a moment here. I just watched a piece yesterday in Tennessee where, again, the CARE group is going in and trying to bully the schools into submission. Isn't that interesting? Foreigners coming into America bullying Americans into submission to foreign law. And you know who they referenced when they asked why, you know, why they were teaching the Muslim religion in schools? They went to a lesbian teacher who said, well, we see a lot of bullying going on with the Muslim students. Really? I'm trying to figure out where the Muslim students are. See how they keep giving you the same talking points, friends? They want to bring you to submission. They have to play the victim while they perpetuate the crimes. But something I said earlier about the homosexuals and the Muslims, friends, that's exactly who's working hand in glove. It's the same ideology. It's the same God that they serve from down under. No pun intended. You know, and I say radical because most people think, well, most people don't accept, you know, what's going on here, like the moderate homosexuals or the moderate Muslims. Well, I would ask you, what is a moderate Muslim? I would ask you that. Is that like how we would parallel a modern Christian? I mean, like, for example, the modern Christian today, the moderate Christian today, you know, he doesn't want to get too radical. He doesn't really love the God that he says that he confesses that he serves or professes that he serves. The moderate Christian, see what he does is he allows the baby in the womb to the equivalent of 4,000 a day to be decapitated inside of the womb and then sucked out by the murderer. You know them as abortionists. The reason that that's happening in America is because the moderate Christian's too busy entertaining himself at a football game. See? So can you imagine what the moderate Muslim's going to do once they have their way in America, if you let them, America? Well, what they'll be doing is they'll be sitting around entertaining themselves, looking at pornography or violating somebody or committing some crime, while the radical Muslims are actually out decapitating professed Christians in America on the streets.
Yeah.
You see how that works?
Yeah. It's
exactly what will happen.
Yeah, it's amazing because both are not who they claim to be there. Well, I should say Christians who are moderate are not Christians at all because the Lord said, I wish you were hot or cold because you're lukewarm. I'll spew you out of my mouth. And then when you look at those professed Christians who don't stand up for anything, then your enemies are going to rule over
what's
you, the Bible
difference?
Talks about.
What's the difference? I mean, you see Americans complaining about the Muslim and what they do today, decapitating people, but yet in America, over 4,000 innocent babies are decapitated in the womb, and they allow it.
Yeah, it's
so
like,
what? You reap what you sow? That only applies to some other people?
Yeah, it's like the pot calling the kettle black. We point our finger of righteous indignation saying, hey, look at what those Muslims are doing.
Yeah.
We fail to look in the mirror and say, yeah, you know, look at how many thousands of babies died in your home country, probably just a few miles maybe away from where you live. And what have you done about that?
Brutally murdered.
Yep,
even worse
way.
Than what the Muslims are doing.
Yeah,
and by the way, friends, both are wrong.
That's right.
I say to hell with both of them because that's exactly where they're going, literally. Okay? But that's exactly the equivalent. There is no difference, friends. There's absolutely no difference. And it's like the question that I brought forth during the first segment when I was asked the question between the right and the left. Well, hey, folks, the left is the fruit of the right and what they tolerate. So maybe it's time that we really do get radical and stand up for what we believe and enforce the laws of our constitutional republic. It's not like we don't have the law on our side, friends, because we do. They're the ones that have the issues of not having the law on their side, and yet they perpetuate their crimes against the law full. No, friends, when you're lawful, you're not going to have the lawless. Be right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just thinking about during the break how people get so angry. This is why the Christ was crucified on the cross. Because he didn't just walk around blaming the government for what the people tolerated. Did you hear what I said? He didn't just give them a pass. He pointed the finger. John 15, friends, tells us that he took the cloak of covering off of them. He exposed them for who they were. In John 7:7, he basically told his brothers who were calling him into question that he testified against the world and that its deeds were evil. When you read Matthew 23, he wasn't talking to the Pharisees, the people that should have knew better, as if they didn't know what they were doing, because they knew exactly what they were doing. Read John 11 when you get a moment. See, they didn't want to lose their place and they didn't want to lose their nation, and they were envious of him, the Bible tells us. And by the way, the one that crucified the Christ, Pontius Pilate, when he was moved by the Pharisees and the people to crucify Christ, remember, it was the Pharisees of the day saying, "We have no king but King Caesar," and they said, "Away with him! Crucify the Christ!" See, they were the ones that said they weren't in bondage, yet they were in bondage to the Romans, friends. See, they blamed the Christ for exposing them for who they were, and because of it, they hated his guts. "This is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." Jesus speaking this in John 15, yep. See, now the professed church in America has got everybody loving Jesus that looks just like them, when in fact, I have to tell you the truth, friends, that Jesus doesn't exist. Jesus isn't lawlessness. Or he isn't lawless. He doesn't represent lawlessness. The grace of God is not used in occasion of the flesh, yet that's all you see the professed church doing today. You know, as a matter of fact, Steph just told me last week we're going to be doing an event real quick here, and the church doesn't want to get, the professed church in this particular area doesn't like the way that I talk to the church. And might I remind you, friends, that, I've had people in the past, I remember a guy about 14 years ago said to me, Bradley, you don't need to beat the sheep. And I thought about it, and I looked at him, I said, you're right, if they're the sheep. To he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. See, a real Christian understands Jesus when he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. They understand that they have to deny themselves and take up the cross. See, but now what you have today in America, friends, are those that don't want to take responsibility. It's okay to blame the government, but don't point your finger at us. But I got a question for you. How can the act be apart from the actor? And again, friends, you've heard this 1,000 times come from me. How do we sit there and blame the government for what the church is teaching them to do? When it's the church's job to be the light of the world. And I even say to the people at large that are saying, well, I'm not a Christian. I've seen them hypocrites. Well, what's the difference between them hypocrites and you as hypocrites? Because if you see them doing something that they shouldn't be doing, then you should be righting the wrong. So what's the difference between you and them hypocrites? And keep in mind, nobody rebuked them hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did. And by the way, Jesus didn't just talk about the abstract sin. He pointed his finger to the face of it, and he dealt with it, and he condemned it. And what was his message? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There was no compromise. There was no debate in that. And I know men don't like being told things as to what they're to do and how they're to do it. But I want to tell you something, and I want to appeal to your common sense. I want to appeal to your conscience. God is not asking you to do anything. He's commanding you to do it. So another question I might lay to your candor is, what voice are you listening to? I had a guy in church one time sitting in front. He was a guitar player. And he said, you know, I was playing my guitar the other day, and the Lord asked me, oh, Jesus, he asked me. I said, oh, really? I said, I'm kind of curious because I've read over that book over and over and over and over and over again. And the only time I ever see Jesus asking anything is when he's asking to see men's faith. This is my commandment, that you love one another. Love worketh no ill. It owes your neighbor the truth. Truth is what makes men free. I said to him, I'm just kind of curious. I said, can you show me in Scripture where Jesus asked anybody anything? I said, I do see where he gave commandments. And if he did ask for anything, it was always to see where their faith was. We need to keep in mind that God gives commandments. He's the creator. We're the creation. And who are we to question his counsel? If he knows best, it's best to stay next to him who knows best. And going back to the point is, I know when people are listening at times, they're saying, oh, Bradley, oh, here you go again. You're condemning. No, wait a second. The condemnation is that men love darkness rather than the light. Because Scripture tells us there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. Wasn't it Jesus that said, he that committeth sin is a servant of sin? And doesn't the Bible tell us that as long as we follow the Christ and we're in Christ, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty? So we have liberty to walk in holiness, not in lawlessness. I mean, it's as if I'm driving down a road and there's a landslide of rocks coming down on that road. And as I'm driving forward, what I don't see, someone else sees, because they're trying to stop me in the middle of the road, and they're trying to warn me to go down a different path. See, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. See, that's what people don't want to hear. They don't want to hear the cross. They don't want to hear self-denial. And they don't hear it because they're deaf to the voice of the Spirit of Christ. Man, I'll tell you what, if I was driving down that road and someone told me, hey, hang on a second, guys, there's a landslide up above, about a half a mile down the road, and if you keep going down that road, it will bury you. It will take you out. I wouldn't get mad at that individual. I would actually get out and I would shake his hand and say, thank you very much for looking out. And see, that's the voice people need to learn in this country. You know, furthermore, you know, I had a little boy. His name is Tori. He was 2.5 years old. Beautiful little man. And I remember one time we were driving around a lake in Minnesota here. And I'll never forget this because this is where I learned the lesson of what real love was. And I stick to it adamantly every day of my life in everything that I do. And I'm not going to say to the best of my ability, because where I fail, I ask the Lord to give me more grace to keep his commandments better as he perfects that which concerns me for his glory, for his name's sake. So therefore, I must decrease that he might increase. No pride in it at all, friends. We were driving around Lake Harriet in Minnesota, and my little 2.5-year-old boy, beautiful little boy, love him more than words can say. And we were driving around, and there was this girl that was actually driving, and all of a sudden my little 2.5-year-old boy, he started to wet his pants, and my legs started getting wet. And I wanted to make sure that the girl that was driving the car understood that I didn't pee my pants, but rather my little boy peed on my leg through his diaper. And we pulled over on the side of the road. And when we did that, I took my beautiful little boy that I love so much, and I set him down on the side of the curb. And I said, don't you go nowhere until Daddy gets out of the car. Don't you disobey me. Well, my little boy disobeyed me. And when he disobeyed me, he ran behind the car, and he ran right in front of a van. Now, the van stopped just in time. I get out of the car. I run over, and I pick up my little boy, and I spanked his little butt. And when I spanked his butt, I was showing him how much I loved him, because I never want him to disobey me. Because what's the moral of the story? The moral of the story is, if he doesn't understand no the first time, the second van might not stop. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Listen, friends, I want to go back to this. We have a Muslim problem in our public schools because really what it comes down to, you have a homosexual problem in your schools. And really what it comes down to is you have an atheist problem in your schools, and you have a problem with the federal government usurping constitutional law in this country, because America, for the most part, you don't love your kids enough to get them out of the cesspool of public schools. Who else could I blame? You can't blame the administration for what they're unlawfully doing. Because before God, you're unlawfully dropping your kids off into a public school to have someone else raise them up, when in fact, God didn't tell you to have someone raise up your kids. He told you to raise them up. And don't tell me about how busy you are. You're singing to the wrong choir. If you loved your kids, you would not throw them in a cesspool of indoctrination. You would not throw your kids into the pool where there's nothing but sharks in there, and the enemy of your soul and their souls, to only indoctrinate them to lead the wide, broad way to hell. That's really what it comes down to. Now, I wish I could blame somebody for it. Hey, listen, the Muslim problem is because of your disobedience before God. The homosexual problem is a disobedience problem on your part. Before God. The atheists in this country, it's your problem because you have been disobeying a just and a holy God. You have corrupt government because you've allowed disobedience come from the pulpits, nothing but a bunch of whores and hirelings. Don't shout me down. Martin Luther, the gates of hell, the schools, please. Now, I started off talking about the Muslim Trojan horse, but I can go ahead and expound all the problems that we have in public schools today. But why are there public schools? Furthermore, why is it 86% of those that profess Christianity and or call themselves patriots and or conservatives, why are 86% of those parents sending their kids to the public school in the first place? Oh, turn that off. I don't want to hear this. Nope, I know. They're just your kids, and you add strength to the problem. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rich with PJTV's Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
I chose the red, white, and the blue. I face all the enemies, so you don't have to.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Just expounding how Jesus didn't come in and shy away from abstract sin. No, he pointed his finger at it and he dealt with it. And as a matter of fact, he loved mankind so much, he actually died for it. Died to cover the sin as his blood was the propitiation for it to redeem you back into himself. That's pretty awesome. Hereby perceive we the love of God that he laid down his life for us, that we ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. Talking about the Muslim problem in public schools and the radical homosexuals in public schools and the atheists in public schools and the federal government violating its very position, namely the Constitution of the United States, by indoctrinating kids in public schools. They have no business there whatsoever, friends. None of them do. CARE has no business being in this country, friends, if that's who they are. Do you understand? A front for Muslim extremist groups. They have no business being here. They should be thrown in jail, friends, if that's who they are. And I have in front of me right now, friends, CARE was created by the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamic supremacist organization that pioneered 20th century Islamic terrorism and sanctions violence against civilians.
Oh, CARE is only about 5,000 members. Look at everybody's running from. Look at this small number again. They have 5,000 members and 315 million people are up in arms about what they're allowing to go on in public schools, namely their kids. You're giving yourself over to a foreign people. CARE represents the opinions of only 12% of Muslim Americans, according to Gallup. CARE receives financial support from foreign powers who have also provided direct support to Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, and Hamas. And might I add, support from the Barack Hussein Obama administration. Can't complain about him, neither can you, America. Nope, can't do that. CARE has solicited money from sponsors of terror and received financial support from convicted terrorists. This is who is bullying schools into submission, friends. It's just the beginning. CARE founders have praised terrorists to Muslim audiences and said that suicide bombers are acting on the behalf of Islam. This is CARE. Okay, now I can tell you what the problems are, but are you going to get off and turn the radio off when you're done with this radio show? And are you going to actually lawfully deal with these people? Or am I just telling you the problem, hoping that someone else will come along and take care of the problem? See, that's the problem right there. Someone else will fix the problem. CARE board members have called for the overthrow of the United States and the imposition of Islamic law. CARE has suggested applying Sharia punishment, the death penalty, to users who criticize Islam on the internet. They want to kill you. At least 15 high-level CARE staff members have been under federal investigation for ties to Islamic terror. By the way, this started with, that we know of, friends, this started under the Clinton administration. He's not selling off the Clintons, friends, if he's not selling off United States military information and secrets to the Chinese through Chinagate. You know that as the Monolinsky scandal. Well, then he was actually supporting, you know, organizations like CARE, helping them to get along in the school indoctrination, helping them open up the doors to get into the school so they can indoctrinate the students with the Islamic religion. That's foreign to us in this country. It's foreign to our government in this country, friends. They have no lawful right to be doing that, but the American people are allotting it. CARE has discouraged Muslim Americans from cooperating with law enforcement and has spent more time and money advocating on behalf of convicted terrorists than for their victims.
Yeah, you know what's so interesting, too, is, first of all, listen to the name. The name is CARE. It sounds so friendly, like the Patriot Act. Obamacare and CARE. Now, these are the real deal people who actually mean what they say. They are the ones that are really calling for death penalties and so on and so forth. But do you see them exposed in the evening news?
Nope.
Of course not. When you see, you know,
Where's the ACLU? That's all you can hear in the background is crickets.
Yeah, what they'll do is they'll Dummies. Throw someone out like, you know, our ministry out in the front lines when they want to, you know,
demonize.
Take out our words and twist our words and take out omit minute pieces from what we're saying and throw that on national television. But here you have the real deal people who are supporting terrorist groups. They're calling for executions. But we don't shout that from the rooftops when it's the truth. We just take and we like to twist other people's words and make it sound like they're saying something that they are not.
What I just highlighted through this organization, friends, you do need to keep in mind that our boys and our girls are actually coming back in boxes fighting against what CARE is promoting in America. The same thing with this criminal administration. They're coming back in boxes fighting against the ideologies that you're tolerating. There's no better way of saying it. Okay? Going back to the schools, we have CARE bullying people in Tennessee and in Florida right now and in California into submission. And what we have is we have the classrooms filled with mothers. Not fathers, but mothers standing up against these criminals. And yet you have the state-controlled media trying to put a bend on it as if it's favorable what they're doing because we can't bully the Muslims. Using the same exact methodology as the radical homosexuals. Exactly. Matter of fact, they even use them as reference. We can't have bullying. No, it's not about bullying. You know that, radical homosexual. You know what Kevin Jennings said. That bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, we have to put ourselves in a position of a victim. When, in fact, we're the ones perpetuating the crime. If we want to get our way in America today, just play the victim. We have rights. No, you don't have rights because God didn't give you those rights. He didn't give you the right to break his law. Going back to this. So why do we have this going on in public schools? Because the parents are the ones dropping them off. The good parents. Martin Luther said this. He said, I'm afraid that the schools will prove the very gates of hell unless they diligently, that would be the parents, diligently labor in explaining the Holy Scriptures and engraving them in the heart of the youth. Who's going after the youth today? Barack Hussein Obama. Hey, friends, I want to tell you something. My ministry receives less than 0.5% of 1% of all the finances that go into the church. And it's absolutely amazing to me that the American people will stand back and allot a criminal to reallocate your tax dollars to implement and indoctrinate kids into public schools rather than to finance a ministry like mine that's done 350 high schools, public schools, 348. And I have to get on the radio and ask for support to actually tell them who they are and what their history is.
Yeah.
And then when it hits the fan, they're trying to figure out why it hit the fan.
Yeah.
If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Hey, you know what? That's what your enemy is doing.
Yeah.
But the difference is we have God on our side and the law on our side. So why would I have to ask for support in the first place?
Yeah, exactly. You know? And going back to public schools, and you look at these kids, they're being indoctrinated for 8 hours a day, every day. They probably see their parents for a couple hours in the evening, maybe at night. And then you expect that you're going to undo what just happened. Yeah. No, you have to have that foundation. I remember hearing a testimony of actually Glenn Beck a while back, and he had said that basically his daughters were gone as far as history goes because they were taught that our founding fathers were these, you know, old white men, you know, and they were, you know, bad.
Slave owners.
So on and so forth. So I thought, isn't that something? You know, Glenn Beck, who's out there preaching to the masses, and his own daughters are being cast away by the system in which they're a part of, being taught that our founding forefathers were these bad men, and believing it that way. You know, he thought they'd come around in the end. But look at what we have here. We have a system that our own children are looking upon the very ones that sacrificed the most for their liberty and freedom with disdain because of the indoctrination that they're being taught in that public school.
Because I fear that a lot of their parents are out of the hippie generation that are still flaked out on PCP that have been taught a false version of love. They call it free love. Love isn't free, friends. And I'll tell you what, love demonstrated is never free. It's always sacrificial. And I think what we need to do is go back to the beginning of what we started to kind of get led to talk about here is what's going on in public schools. I'm not going to sit here and highlight what CARE is doing in public schools. You already know they're there, America. I'm not going to highlight what the radical homosexuals are doing. Because you already know they're there. This is all violations of constitutional law, Mosaic Institution in this country, common law. I'm not going to tell you about what the atheists are doing. And by the way, I just really hate to embarrass for those that sit back and do a whole lot of nothing. What are you running from? And I really can't sit there and blame the government for what you're empowering them to do on a daily basis to you and to your posterity. Because when you look at this circle of life in which we are, God will see fit that it's a law unto itself and that you will reap what you sow. For all the issues that you have in this country today, it's because of disobedience towards a just and a holy God. There's just no getting around it. And folks, I also started getting off on the second segment here is how is it that it's love to just talk about abstract, blame somebody else, and when people that are responsible are overlooked? How is it that I can blame the government for what the people are tolerating the government to do? Jesus didn't do it, and if I'm a preacher, why would I do it? As a matter of fact, even when I preach of law, which is Torah, Torah is defined out as pointing the finger. And nowhere can you see Jesus running and hiding from it. He always called it for what it was. And he was crucified for it. So which one's love? We're going to take a quick break here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We got hour two coming up. I'm going to come back with how can the act be apart from the actor? He can. See you on the other side.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
My
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.